This is a commentary about cancer in large mammals, and this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. One would assume that the more cells an animal has, the greater the chance the animal has of developing cancer. This is because cancer results when cells divide, and the more cells an animal has dividing, and the longer they live, the greater the chance of cancer. In complex animals like mammals, including humans, cells are constantly turning over and being replaced. For example, blood cells, the lining of our intestines, and cells in our bones all turn over constantly. Still, elephants, whales, and dinosaurs have had many more cells than we do and a far lower rate of cancer. The Peto paradox, described by Richard Peto in 1977, observed that cancer rates do not increase as the size of an animal increases. Evolution seems to have selected for species that are able to suppress or eliminate cancer cells, thus allowing the species to grow and reproduce. Elephants, being one of the larger mammals on Earth, have a 5% lifetime risk of developing cancer. This compares with a 25% lifetime risk in humans. A recent study in JAMA done at the San Diego Zoo collected years of animal autopsy data and showed that the cancer risk, at least in animals living in the zoo, is not related to the animal's overall size. Humans have 1,000 times more cells than a little mouse, and we live 25 times longer, but we have the same rates of cancer, confirming the Peto paradox. In the JAMA study, researchers observed that aging elephants have very low cancer rates. They think this may be the result of extra copies of one particular gene called P53. This gene is involved in cancer suppression in elephants and in humans. Well, it turns out that elephants have multiple copies of that particular P53 cancer-suppressing gene. In fact, at least 20 copies. How they ended up with 20 copies is a mystery. However, these extra genes clearly provide an evolutionary advantage. They allow the animal to remain alive and to be able to reproduce with other elephants. Of course, there are other explanations. Perhaps the P53 gene provided elephants with some other advantage that allowed them to live longer, healthier lives. Nonetheless, this is yet another example of the need for human medicine doctors to work closely with those in animal medicine to search for new ways to prevent and treat diseases in all living things. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.